This is Radio Kate here, and I've strolled out of the office down the road to Bermondsey Square, to the Bermondsey Square Hotel, because there's a bit of exciting and interesting activity going on down here. And this is one of the things I love about Audioboo, is that I can just be out and about on my phone, see something interesting, and then go and interview the people that are involved in it. And one such case is down here at the Bermondsey Square Hotel. They're putting on a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and with me now is Jennifer Bryden.
Yes, exactly.
And she's one of the producers. So, so you're putting on a Shakespeare production in a hotel.
In a hotel, I know, it's mad. The hotel had a show on in the spring, which was a co-production with the Southwark Playhouse. And actually it was in one of their rooms, in one of the bedrooms. And it only had an audience, I think the capacity was 10 every night. But it sold out and it was a real success.
So hang on, the audience were in the hotel room?
The audience were in the hotel room with the actors, yeah. And it was, you know, a bedroom, a hotel bedroom.
It's pretty intimate.
So it was pretty intimate, exactly. But that went really well. And my colleague Jane and I, we both set up this company specifically for this production, but she got wind of the fact that the hotel wanted something to, on the back of the last production, to happen in August on their terrace, and she rang me and she said, shall we see what that's about and see what happens? We were at drama school together, and so we did, and that was 5 weeks ago. So in the 5 weeks, we've managed to somehow assemble the most incredible team of creatives and professional actors, and got a set and got the lighting and we're on the terrace and got the publicity and got the programmes to print, and it's all ready to go on Friday.
So 5 weeks since you decided you were going to do this, and you start the actual play opens on Friday?
On Friday, yeah. So 5 weeks from conception to opening night.
That's quite I'm assuming for A Midsummer Night's Dream you'll be needing a little bit more space than just a hotel room.
Yes, well, so the idea is that the main action of the play takes place on this terrace, and the audience will be sat around in cabaret seating, and some of the out on the terrace, and then some of the
let's go and have a look.
Yeah, some of the performance will go through their seating area. And then before the show starts, we'll be taking over the square as well as the audience arrives. So there'll be a sort of beach scene out in the square as they come in. And then everything will be up here, and there'll be tapas and wine and candlelight and just a generally fun atmosphere, hopefully.
Well, it seems like a lovely venue. I mean, the sun is shining now. You couldn't ask for a better night for a play like this. And you've got kind of got a stage set up, there are flowers and toadstools and what looks like some interesting lighting going across the floor. What's that?
Yeah, it's I don't know what this is actually called, but we're going to have a bark pathway running through the audience where some of the actors will be performing, and that's going to be lit up either side by candlelight and this, I suppose it's, I don't want to call it strip lighting because that makes it sound really horrid.
It kind of looks like yellow rope lighting. It almost looks like a sort of yellow plastic rope with bubbles in, but I assume the bubbles are actually LEDs.
I think LEDs, the idea is it's a waterproof sort of fairy light system, so it lights up like fairy lights. Everything we've got has had to be waterproof, wet weatherproof, because obviously it's not movable even on the days when we're not performing. So
what happens if it does rain? I mean, I don't want to jinx anything. Today looks beautiful, but I mean, it is a very open space you've got.
We cross our fingers and hope for the best.
Or you cram into a hotel room and recreate the previous experience.
If it does rain, if it's only gentle, the parasols will go up, and we hope, and there'll be blankets as well. We've got some outdoor rugs and things. So so hopefully British people are, you know,
the
show will go on. But if it is obviously thunderous, the show might be delayed for a bit until it passes. Or well, that's it. It'll be delayed. The show will go on.
Well, it does look really beautiful. So, how long have you been practicing? You decided to do this 5 weeks ago.
Decided to do it 5 weeks ago.
You've got a reasonably big cast, surely.
Yeah, there's a cast. Well, we're doubling up a lot of the parts. So there are seven actors playing all the parts.
I'll keep them on their toes.
So it keeps them on their toes. There's some incredibly imaginative and quick costume changes
I can't imagine that. I don't know what your costumes are like, but generally the sort of Shakespearean costumes can be quite detailed and involve lots of ribbon and ties and I mean, that's not something you can easily change out of, is it?
Well, we're trying to be as helpful as possible with their costume changes, but this is going to be set in the 70s as well. That's something I didn't say. So it's kind of in keeping with the setting of the hotel as well and the decor. And so, yeah, it's I think the costumes are a lot easier than the Elizabethan and Elizabethan outfits. So, yeah. A lot of elastic and Velcro for quick changes. This is Jane, our other producer and director of the show.
Hi, Jane.
And yeah, and then the actors who are having a costume fitting at the moment.
So, can I? I'm just intrigued as to what's going on here. Well, can I just get you to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Cameron Robertson. I'm playing Oberon, and at the moment, Araxi here is pinning cloth leaves to a pair of what are technically called harem pants, I'm told, to give me some sort of leafy Oberon King of the Fairies costume. It's a work in progress, but I've every faith in her.
Excellent. And I hear you haven't had very long to get this whole thing up and running. Shakespeare's not exactly the easiest language to get set in your head. How have you managed to learn all your lines in the time you've been given?
Get up early and put the hours in. It's the only way.
Okay, and who else have we got over here? I'm sneaking around the room here, just grabbing random
Luana.
People. Luana, hi there.
Titania.
Hello, I'm Luana Priestman. I'm playing Titania and Hippolyta.
So I'm just thinking, I mean, London is famous for its theatres, and yet you're putting on a show here in a hotel. How does that feel to you as an actress?
Well, it's quite exciting, really. On the fringe, you know, lots of people are used to going to pub theatres and so on now. So having a venue which is right in the middle of a community and something different adds an extra bit of excitement really for us. It's cool.
It seems like a beautiful place. I mean, this balcony, sorry, it's not a balcony, it's a terrace. It's too big to be a balcony. We haven't quite decided what the difference between a terrace and a balcony is, but I've decided that a balcony is smaller than that, and that's definitely a terrace, because it looks beautiful out there,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, they've done a really gorgeous job of dressing it, and, you know, we've got a grassy end with all the flowers for Titania's bower at the end, and it's looking beautiful, yeah, and hopefully as the sun sets in the evening when everyone's sitting there, it should be gorgeous.
So give us a shout out and tell us when we can come and see this then.
We open on Friday, this Friday, and running for 3 weeks, every day except Wednesdays and Thursdays. And on a Sunday, we have a matinee as well.
Fabulous. So how can we get tickets? Do we just turn up at the hotel, or do we have to book them in advance?
Book them at the Southwark Playhouse. You'll find on the Southwark Playhouse website, under the What's On section, out and about, will be our flyer and A Midsummer Night's Dream, and then you can book online or just ring their telephone number. But the website is...
We can do that. It's southwarkplayhouse.co.uk. So if you fancy a bit of open-air Shakespeare, you happen to be in the centre of London, and fancy a different setting for some Shakespeare, try the Bermondsey Square Hotel, and the play starts this Friday, which is the 5th of August. So hopefully we'll see you there.